Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson. And 2 Thessalonians 3:3 is the verse rehearsed date for March 3rd. And March is the best, without a doubt. Most action-packed Bible verse rehearsed date month there is. And so let's march on and march. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "The Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." Now that's cool, because just a day or so ago, I was looking at a meme, you might pronounce it meme, and I saw a little sing-songy quote about Christianity, about how God will protect you. And I got to tell you, I confess that I just kind of saw that as a cliche. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm reading it now today in the living word of God, the Holy Bible. This pretty much the same words, but realizing it's a Bible verse. And it illuminates because the Holy Spirit says, yeah, that's my jam. And I'm like, yep, what was I thinking? This is relevant stuff for every day of our life. Not just when we think the evil one will be around. Not just when temptation's right in our face. Not just when we're in the middle of a battle, but before the battle. We have to know that God will strengthen and protect us. He is faithful. That's His character. Okay, He's not gonna not be faithful. He's not gonna not protect us. He's going to be the God He is. Our disobedience, our frivolous inconsistencies has nothing to do with God being consistent. He is going to be the same. In fact, Hebrews 13:5 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Past, present, and future. So we can bank on His character. So the context here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, the verse right before it, the writer is saying, hey, be careful. Not everybody is in the faith, okay? There's some wolves out there. Maybe even some people you're working with. Hopefully not you. Check your theology, okay? That not everyone's got the right motives. The entire chapter 2 of Thessalonians is talking about men of lawlessness, talking about the evil one, and talking about people infiltrate the church who wind up doing more bad than good. Have you ever met a person like that? I have. And we want to be wise about that to deal with that. Folks, this is church. Read chapter 3. These warnings and this concern is missionary work. It's church work. It's about being steadfast. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 talks about may God direct you in the steadfast love of Christ. Part of that is you realizing God's character. Part of that is you realizing you can bank that check. You can sign that check of God's character. He is faithful to strengthen and protect you from the evil one. The evil one comes in many ways, okay? The Bible has a lot of ways to describe the devil. Sometimes he's like a cunning serpent trying to trick you. Sometimes he's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, the Bible says. And he's like right there, you don't even realize it. And sometimes it's so obvious, kind of like the battle with abortion in the states right now, that these Democratic lawmakers are just saying, yeah, we are for infanticide right now. It's so obvious that the devil is playing the part of the lying, roaring, lurking to see who can he devour. So that devil, he's a chameleon. He's going to play the whole zoo on you, okay? What you need to do, your game plan, bank on God's character. Rehearse the verse, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. What did that say again? The Lord your God is faithful to strengthen and protect you. Boom shakalaka. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, chapter 2. It is church, folks. You're in a ministry and things are tough? Join the club. Read some of these words because it's relevant. Yesterday, today, and forever. Just like Jesus Christ. Take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.
Hey, surge up. This is Dave Davidson. And it's Labor Day 2019. Just reading some random headlines. And I wanted to respond in prayer this morning about the things I read in there. The topics are all over the place. So let's just, will you pray along with me? Lord, we lift up the families of 5 U.S. military personnel who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan this past week. Things like this happen often, but the families still need our prayer. We need to thank you for the good things of the military, for the protection, Lord. There's, of course, corruption, many things related to the government. We do do just lift up these families. We pray that you'd use these deaths to bring people closer to you somehow, Lord, in your sovereign way. We lift up the woman, Lord. Well, she's dead now. I have to rephrase that, actually. Now that this is international news, it was a woman who was put to death in Iran courts. She defended herself from a rape from her and her niece and shot some Muslim men. But then during court, Lord, her testimony wasn't allowed much because with Sharia law, she's only counted as half of a testimony, and there wasn't enough witnesses to defend her justice, Lord. So she was put to death for defending herself and her niece for being raped. And Lord, that is just twisted on so many levels. The fact that she was put to death during this, for the reasons for this attack, are hard for a Westerner to understand. And so, Lord, we pray for women like her that are in these situations that even legally, from Sharia law, cannot defend themselves, Lord. And it's just a sad law. It's terrible, Lord, that Muslim men so often, and especially in war situations, twist words from the Quran for whatever reason to rape people, Lord. And so we pray for an end for that. We pray for a reckoning of that. Lord, I'm just trying to address this topic. It's not something I even want to think about, but I'm glad you're bringing it to our attention today. And we just pray for women oppressed. Lord, there's so many women in America who are standing up for women's rights, and it's a woman's right to kill a baby. And it's topics that, in my opinion, do not measure up to this woman's plight. And so, Lord, we pray for justice and just a better grip of rights around the world. And Lord, as the Hurricane Dorian is smashing into the Bahamas, even North Carolina, South Carolina, mainly Florida right now, Lord, we lift up the families who are seeing the power of weather, seeing your glory in a very scary way, Lord. We pray that they would fear you in a godly way. We pray for their safety. Several people have already passed away from this natural disaster. So Lord, we pray for the emergency crews, for accuracy in news reporting to help people, Lord, as people come to help, Lord, whether it's their job or whether they're being some type of hero on a canoe here in the next few days to rescue someone. We just lift up this whole situation to you, Lord. And it reminds me that in the leadership of the mission, Operation Mobilization, Peter Maiden has very critical and severe health concerns, Lord, and he's been a leader for decades. And so we pray for Peter Maiden's family, for Peter Maiden. Lord, it's a very big challenge, and medical situations like this are always just a tremendous burden and chance to develop our faith. And Lord, we just pray for OM leadership, as they're in so many countries, and Peter Maiden's leadership affects so many people around the world, Lord. So we pray for these topics today. As we close, we also just think about the 1 in 4 babies aborted in Wales and Great Britain. 1 in 4 people who never got a chance to breathe, Lord. We pray for laws to change, for people's hearts to change, for people to mourn and grieve the people they never got to meet. Maybe 2 decades from now, it's someone they should have met, so to speak, for marriage or to be in a church with, but they're gone before they ever got to breathe, Lord. May any nation that allows abortion, Lord, just come to repentance to you. And we just lift up all nations that do this, Lord, that they would glorify you from now on, and they would repent. It's not likely that's going to happen today, but we can ask for your help with that, Lord. And we pray for a convicted heart, case by case, woman by woman, man by man, and baby by baby. Hey, Surge Up, this is Dave Davidson, and it's Labor Day 2019. Just reading some random headlines, and I wanted to respond in prayer this morning about the things I read, and the topics are all over the place. So let's just, will you pray along with me? Lord, we lift up the families of five U.S. military personnel who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan this past week. Things like this happen often, but the families still need our prayer. We need to thank you for the good things of the military, for the protection, Lord. There's, of course, corruption, many things related to the government. We do just lift up these families. We pray that you'd use these deaths to bring people closer to you somehow, Lord, in your sovereign way. We lift up the woman, Lord. Well, she's dead now. I have to rephrase that, actually. Now that this is international news, it was a woman who was put to death in Iran courts. She defended herself from a rape from her and her niece and shot some Muslim men. But then during court, Lord, her testimony wasn't allowed much because with Sharia law, she's only counted as half of a testimony, and there wasn't enough witnesses to defend her justice, Lord. So she was put to death for defending herself and her niece for being raped. And Lord, that is just twisted on so many levels. The fact that she was put to death during this, for the reasons for this attack, are hard for a Westerner to understand. And so, Lord, we pray for women like her that are in these situations that even legally, from Sharia law, cannot defend themselves, Lord. And it's just a sad law. It's terrible, Lord, that Muslim men so often, and especially in war situations, twist words from the Quran for whatever reason to rape people, Lord. And so we pray for an end for that. We pray for a reckoning of that. Lord, I'm just trying to address this topic. It's not something I even want to think about, but I'm glad you're bringing it to our attention today. And we just pray for women oppressed. Lord, there's so many women in America who are standing up for women's rights, and it's a woman's right to kill a baby. And it's topics that, in my opinion, do not measure up to this woman's plight. And so, Lord, we pray for justice and just a better grip of rights around the world. And Lord, as the Hurricane Dorian is smashing into the Bahamas, even North Carolina, South Carolina, mainly Florida right now, Lord, we lift up the families who are seeing the power of weather, seeing your glory in a very scary way, Lord. We pray that they would fear you in a godly way. We pray for their safety. Several people have already passed away from this natural disaster. So Lord, we pray for the emergency crews, for accuracy in news reporting to help people, Lord, as people come to help, Lord, whether it's their job or whether they're being some type of hero on a canoe here in the next few days to rescue someone. We just lift up this whole situation to you, Lord. And it reminds me that in the leadership of the mission, Operation Mobilization, Peter Maiden has very critical and severe health concerns, Lord. and he's been a leader for decades. And so we pray for Peter Maiden's family, for Peter Maiden. Lord, it's a very big challenge, and medical situations like this are always just a tremendous burden and chance to develop our faith. And Lord, we just pray for OM leadership as they're in so many countries, and Peter Maiden's leadership affects so many people around the world, Lord. So we pray for these topics today. As we close, we also just think about the 1 in 4 babies aborted in Wales and Great Britain. 1 in 4 people who never got a chance to breathe, Lord. We pray for laws to change, for people's hearts to change, for people to mourn and grieve. The people they never got to meet. Maybe 2 decades from now, it's someone they should have met, so to speak, for marriage or to be in a church with, but they're gone before they ever got to breathe, Lord. May any nation that allows abortion, Lord, just come to repentance to you. And we just lift up all nations that do this, Lord, that they would glorify you from now on, and they would repent. It's not likely that's going to happen today, but we can ask for your help with that, Lord. And we pray for a convicted heart, case by case, woman by woman, man by man, and baby by baby.